Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
All right, now, Grudge Inc. fan, welcome to the first show here in Dallas, Texas. King B Racing, you here with the round table. B, where you at, baby?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, race world, racers, fans, spectators, haters? Y'all live here, King B on the mic at the round table. We're going to have us a very respectful, very professional show. You can say what you want to say, just don't use the N-word on my show. All I ask everybody, you can go tell somebody, tell their mama go jump in the lake, but don't use that word on my show. Yes, sir. What's going on out there? Topic of the day is going to be, should locals lock in the races? Locals, lock in the races. That's what we had today on the show. This show is brought to you by Team B, being supported by Grudge Inc. We're going to have, I'd like for us to have us a nice show today. Team B, we got anybody, Charlie P, we got anybody out there? I already want to start off, with the hand open up.
Yeah, we got a few of them.
I want to kick the door in on your first show. I'm going to go and kick the door in.
Okay.
I'd like to welcome Shorty P and King B to the Grudge Inc. family. You know, let me just kick the door in. Good evening, guys. How y'all doing? Man, y'all must be somebody special, man, because y'all got a pretty heavy show. What's going on?
Oh, man.
Go ahead, big man. Go ahead and give it to him, man. Take the show, please, sir.
I'm sitting here looking at this board. I can't wait to BET here about this. Boy, the board is full on the first show, man. What's up with this?
Man, you want me to tell you what's going on, man? We packing us a buzz. You hear me, Jay? We got us a buzz. We not trying to shoot out for just Texas people. We shooting out all across the world, the whole nation. Anybody across the world, y'all please feel free to get on this mic and say whatever you got to say. If you want to draw down on somebody, get on here and you draw down on somebody. This is the show. When I say we sit at the round table, we all sit down at the round table like men and we discuss this stuff. You understand? Like real true politics, if that's what y'all want to call it. We're going to get it on. We're going to be respectful. And we're going to handle our business. That's what we're going to do on this here tonight. That's what we're here to set out to do, Jay.
Well, listen, again, we want to welcome y'all to Grudge Inc. I know y'all do a good job. A couple of things. Want to make sure everybody understands this is your pilot show. You're trying to get the feel of things, and you know, already y'all doing great. Your engineer, Charlie P, how you on the music and the intro, Charlie P?
Oh man, it's looking pretty easy over here, but you know, we gonna have to widen the variety a little bit. But it's going good over here, man. It's looking good, man. And I just want everybody to know, listening, man, hey, this is our first time. So if it takes a little while for us to get to you, man, we're going to get to you. Please believe, man. We're going to get these lines opened up. We're going to let everybody talk shit and swap spit. Please leave.
And when you, Charlie P, when you announce, you got a lot of guys that want to say something. If you see, just going through some technical stuff right quick, that little question mark, that's the people who want to talk. They got their hand up. And so if you call out the first three and the last four, I demonstrate that for you. You have to make sure that you know. If you look at your board, all right, we got a caller from 214-5809. 214-5809. When you come on, address the host and tell us who you are. Your mic is open. Who are we speaking with? Hello? 214-5809. Who are we speaking with, and address the host?
I was speaking with Johnny Ray and friends with Mr. King B. Bow down to the King. I'm actually torn right now, trying to get everything down real quick. Yeah, I'm sorry. If y'all want to go ahead and skip me right now, I need to handle business real quick. But I'm tuning in. I'm listening to y'all.
All right. Well, just put your phone on mute for Johnny. And
yes, sir.
All you got to do is hit your mute button. We ain't gonna put you out. Just hit the mute button again. Get yourself back in, man. Give us a holler.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, Charlotte P, you got it from there. Keep going, and I'm gonna help you out. You got a lot of people that want to talk, and so you know, I'm here to help you out. Just keep doing what you do.
All right, we're gonna go on to the next caller then. 469-0640. Come on in, introduce yourself, let us know who you are.
Go ahead, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to help you out. Go ahead and call him out, tell him your mic is open.
469-0640, your mic open. Let us know who you are.
Oh, this is a friend of King B. This puller. I'm just tuning in, trying to see what's going on with the show.
Slick Pillar, we know who you is, man. I know.
I'm just a protege of Ray Days. That's it. I just want to get in where I fit in at.
We know where you are. I know exactly who you is. Well, you stay where you at, because Mr. Slick Pillar, y'all, he has a street S10. I'm gonna put you out there, Slick.
I ain't scared of nobody. I just got a little bit of truck. Whoever wants to see it, they can have it. They feel like they can handle it. That's how I race. I don't look for it. If they ask for it, they can get it.
Okay.
We're going to roll on and see what's happening.
We appreciate you calling in, Big Puller. We're going to roll on to the next caller, man. We're going to get some of these lines open.
Okay.
Just put your phone on mute for you, man. Chime on in whenever you feel ready.
I got
you. Next caller, 469-9092. Who you is? What you calling for? Let us know something.
Hey, man, this Young Quan. I'm out the King B count, man. Calling my boy, man. Got a new show going for to see how this thing going to work out.
Hey, fella. We've been waiting on you.
Been calling, man. My hand been up before the show started. I'm ready to talk shit.
Man, who's somebody? Who got somebody? Who got a phone ringing on the line? Who is that?
Topic is, should local racing, I'm not just saying we're in Texas, this could be anywhere around the world, because we're talking to everybody around the world. When I say local, I mean whatever local you in. If you're in North Carolina, you know, whatever your local city is, you know, in North Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi, you know, anywhere, do you feel a lock-in is necessary? Or are you here in Dallas, Texas? How you feel about a lock-in? Do you think they should be locked in?
You know, I see a lot of people say, people want to be like, oh, he be at the trend, you ain't got to lock in with that man, this, that, and the other. I understand all that, but I'd rather you lock it in just in case I get out there and I make a bad-ass pass and you scared, you don't want to get up there, I still get some money. I ain't come out here for no reason just to look at you and you look at me. But that's my opinion on that. I'd rather you lock it in so I can know I got a reason to be there and I got a date so I can know what's going on.
You don't want to do a lot of riffraff.
Man, I want to come to the track, talk to, I want to know we got a locked-in time. We come to the track. We ain't got to do no talking. I ain't got to look at your car. I ain't got to look at you. I just need to look at the beans. That's all I'm worried about.
I hate to be like this. But, man, I'm here, calling it out, and let the truth be told. Do you want to put anybody on blast to do things like that here in your city and state?
everybody I want to put on. You know, I'm seeing a lot of that, the internet race going on. I don't got nothing against them guys. I know them guys racing and they doing their thing. But some Bandino racers, I don't understand that, man. I know y'all go to the track every Sunday. That's cool. I like that. But I really don't lock it in so that man can know what's going on. That man don't know if he can get there. You might be scared of his car or something. But if you lock it in, all right. If you lock it in, he know that I got a race. I got something going. But everybody want to say, oh, man, they were good. They beat that race, man. A man mask can say anything. Your word can't pay for me to go on. You to waste my gas to come down here. I probably can't wait on the other side of town.
You right. Well, we glad we got your point on it, Tom, man. Put your mic on mute, man. We're going to roll on one of these next callers, man, see if we can get to. We got a lot of people on here trying to get on for this first show, man.
Well, let me y'all get on in the bushes and sit back over here.
All right. Appreciate you, Tom. 832-0029. We got you on the line. Introduce yourselves to us. 832-0029. Come on, talk up. Hey, I'm going to give you one more shot, and I'm going to go and cut you out now. 320029. Introduce yourself. Let us know who you are.
Man, they need to get off this station if they're scared to talk to everybody.
Say, I like it. We're going to roll on to the next one, though, man. 469-5671. Introduce yourself. Let us know who you are.
What's up, fellas? This is Jay Schaefer, 16. What's going on, King B, Shawty P? What's up with it, fellas?
Hey, what's going on, Jay Schaefer? Let me get it. Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all, we got Jay Schaefer. This is the DF Dub. Video man. We do all our videos, man. That's Jay Schaefer, 16. If y'all ever look on YouTube, y'all want to see anybody out of the DF Dub, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, he is the man that you need to look up on YouTube, and he'll get y'all the video that you need. Or if you need a DVD or anything, give him a holler. Jay Schaefer, do your thing.
What's up, fellas? Man, I got a 2014 season compilation DVD, 2 hours and 10 minutes long of straight grudge racing from Mississippi, San Antonio, Houston, Arkansas, all the tracks around the DFW area, including the world famous The Gut. 2 hours long, $20. I guarantee you keep you planted in your seat, fellas. Y'all get at me if y'all need them. I'll be a yellow belly tomorrow. If not, I'll meet you anywhere in the DFW. Y'all get at me.
All right, Jay.
All right,
man.
Hey, get in on that. Don't let Jay Schaefer get away that easy, man. Jay Schaefer, this is Jay Barnes. How you doing, sir?
What's going on, Jay Barnes?
All right. I mean, what I need to do. I seen where you had put it up, man. And I kind of previewed it. I got to have a copy of that. You know, how do the guys outside of the metro area get in touch with you?
Okay, y'all can take my number down if anybody, like I said, I'm on Facebook, but I've been mailing them out all this week. I done sent some to Trouble Troy in Houston. I done sent them to Mississippi. I done sent them to Louisiana. Hey, that's all I got to do, drop them in the mail and send them to you. It's $20 DVD plus about $3 to $5 shipping. I go ahead and round it like $5, and I get them to you in the next like two to three days, man. So I get them to you just as fast as you order them. I put them in the mail the same day, man.
But Jay Schaefer, I want one. I've seen that. I think if anybody, I had seen it. I think I've seen a preview of the clip, and I don't know what. I know I'm pretty sure I was on Facebook on somebody's page that got a preview, man. And I kind of
I put a promo up last Saturday night about 3:00 in the morning, man. I had been working on that thing all week, and I put me a promo up just to show you just little tidbits of what's going on with the DVD and everything. And that Sunday we had live action, so. I'm pushing them out there.
Listen, man, I've seen it, and I didn't reach out to you, but I'm glad you called in tonight. That the promo, you know, made me. If y'all hadn't seen the promo, man, I mean, the DVD got to be excellent. The promo off the chain, but Jay Schaefer, I need a copy now. So make sure I'm gonna do something. I need to get a copy of that. I want to see that. I mean,
okay.
That promo sold me. That promo sold me. So make sure I'm look for my call,
Facebook, some kind of way, so I can get that.
Okay, I hit you up on Facebook, and King B, yeah, you on there, you know what I'm saying, you on there. Like I said, when you and old Butler boys went down through there and everything, and like I said, you know, you on there when you was in Denton. King B, you on there several times, so like I said, you know what I'm saying, I know when I see you, I know you a cop one, but anybody else that's on here, like I said, I got them in hand, I got them on there with me. I'm even riding around in one of the UPS trucks, so like I said, you know, it is what it is, so y'all just get at me, 469-254-5671.
469-254-5671. All right, now, y'all make sure y'all get that J-Shape like, and get them tapes big around this Dallas area. We're going to roll on to the next one, man. 214-5880.
Yeah, what's going on, King B? I understand, mate.
Oh, I sound like
it
I know that voice.
Hold on. Offensive, it got to be smooth operator. I know that. That's smooth operator, baby.
Yes, sir. What's going on with you, baby?
I sound smooth operator, y'all. That's we got smooth operator. I just nightmare camp.
Already, baby. Yeah, I heard that you got your little show jumping off tonight, so wanted to come on here and give you a little support and everything, you know what I'm saying? And the DL up. So shit, what's going on with y'all?
We're at the top of the show today, Smooth. We're just trying to figure out you're a Dallas racer, you understand. Do you feel as if you are a local racer and you just wanna race somebody, say you here and you wanna race at the good, kid there, do you feel it necessary for him to lock it in, or is it okay for him to say, I'll be there. Just show up and we'll race.
Yeah, we local around here, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, basically, I'm going to go on my opponent, you know what I'm saying? If I feel like he's a straight up guy, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I know he's going to beat up. We got to lock it in. He's going to beat up and get it on. But I know it's somebody that's a little shaky, you know what I'm saying? He's just really doing a lot of bumping and might not show up. Yeah, let's go and lock something in so I can get a little something in case you don't show. You feel?
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I looked at that. But, you know, if I know it's somebody that's going to be there and they guarantee, you know what I'm saying, that's going to grudge, so, you know, I know he's going to be on the premise and I'm going to be on the premise and I'm going to do it. But if somebody, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be going there bumping, man, what's that noise right there, man?
Somebody need to mute their mic.
Yeah, man, we got a lot of background noise. Somebody mute their mic. We got a lot of background noise.
Yeah, so, you know, that's how I look at that. That can't be. You understand me?
Say, King B, you can't open my goddamn mic, man.
Dre, man, we going to get to you. We got a lot of callers. It's our first show, baby. Just hold on. I'll see you down there.
And that goddamn Jay Ball, y'all co-host. I'm going to highly talk co-host, too. I got to get in him by something.
All right, Dre, man, give me a minute, man. I'm going to get to you, man. Let me get to this next person, though, Dre. He's been having his hand up for a minute. 870-0273. Come on in and introduce yourself to us.
DDT. What's happening? What's happening?
What is going on?
Man, it's D&D Arkansas. What's up with it?
All right. We got them Arkansas boys on the line.
Goddamn right. Smooth, you be quiet. Don't you say a motherfucking word while I'm on here talking. You go on mute.
Say, who in the fuck is this? That can't be Arkansas. Hey, you talking
this
about,
T-Mac,
man?
Motherfucker. This T-Mac,
hey,
motherfucker.
You talking about T-Mac? You don't say a motherfucking thing. What's wrong with you, fella? Understand me?
Man, we got to turn this show up, man. We ain't finna sit here and have no
motherfucking mess.
Okay,
well, I I didn't come over here to mess with you. You called my motherfucking name, shit.
I'm going to call your name, you fiddly ass
motherfucker. Well, you might want some trouble, you shaky motherfucker. You might want some trouble.
You're another shaky motherfucker. Turn up, motherfucker. You shaky motherfucker.
No,
you turn the fuck up.
I'm going to get you later. I'm going to get you later. I'm going to get out of line.
What's up with the King B? This T-Mac, man, I just had to, you know, put a little spark in this thing, man. What y'all got going, man? I'm trying to show some support out of
hey,
the A, man.
Yeah,
I had put my phone on.
Hold on. Can y'all hear me? You good now?
Yeah, sound like
Arkansas got damn me drawing down on Nightmare now. What's going on?
I'm trying to keep Nightmare in line, man. Nightmare got a tendency to get out of place. And then we got to get out of line for the goddamn phone. Well, hold on. Who's
here? You a big friendly motherfucker. You know that tale.
You get your ass out that motherfucker. I hope them walkers get your motherfucking ass.
Yeah, with your motherfucker with that
friendly, friendly wet mouth motherfucker. You go get in the attic or somewhere. Get off that button and go climb in the attic. You friendly shaking motherfucker. You got it, boy. Oh, you shaking motherfucker.
Hey, Arkansas, you ain't safe no motherfucking way, man.
I'm safe where I go. I'm telling you, you done fucked up now.
You ain't safe no goddamn way. If I got to push you to the water box, you ain't safe no goddamn way, boy.
I'm safe everywhere I go, friendly motherfucker.
Long as you got a drumstick or something in your mouth, motherfucker.
Oh, you rat soup eating motherfucker, you kiss my ass. Wild hog taco making motherfucker, you.
Hey, man, y'all listen to me, man.
That ain't me, man. Don't worry about it, y'all. I'll put them in their place. I'll stop them from using all that type of shit. Them mother's going to be like... J-Bone.
What's up?
J-Bone, this T-Max, man, Arkansas boy. You see how I treat Nightmare? Fuck Nightmare.
I hear you, man. Hold him up, man.
That's your boy.
On your opponent when it comes to racing, man, who you can lock in with, who you can't, because You know you got some friendly motherfuckers around here. They talk big, they internet racist. And then when it come down and get them, push them in them lights, they ain't nowhere to be found. Something wrong with the vehicle, something wrong with this, something wrong with that. Then you done left the house and bought all these supplies so in order to be prepared to race. And then you can't get no race when you get to the track. So I think a lock-in is necessary, very necessary, depending on if you and this other rival or other opponent, you know, got some kind of real good mutual understanding where you just don't have to lock in.
Okay. All right, C-Mac, that's understandable, and that's real, because you got some guys, you know, they not who they really say they are.
Exactly. In other words, you got people that are flat out tell you a damn lie, man, just try to make it look good on the internet and on these talk shows. But when it come down like school, say you trying to get up in them lights with your ass tight in a real grudge race. We ain't talking about no shootout, a real grudge race. And your hemorrhoids get to hanging down. Some of them don't want that pressure, man.
They ain't ready.
You ain't running from no, when you in a grudge race, you ain't running from no free money then. No, not to the ones who do. But you ain't running for no free money when you in a grudge race. When you in a grudge race, you got to put your money where you have to be.
Let me tell you what I think. I think they need to put it up because we got a lot of guys out here straight on a race. You know, spitbox. I'm all in for it. Who else we got out there, Charlie P? Open up Smoke Mike, Charlie P. Who we got out there, y'all? Appreciate you, man. Everybody,
man. All right, man. I'm going on you, man. Hey, good luck with your show, man.
All right, now appreciate you, man.
All right, man. I can't really see my zip code, but I got a 0640. Come on in, introduce yourself, let us know who you are. 0640, last four, 0640. Come on in, introduce yourself. Let
man,
us know who you are.
Man, this is the same dude, man. This is Strict, man. I'm listening to all the drama, man. I'm just listening in, trying to check it out.
Well, come on, Strict. Give us your way in on the situation, man. Let us hear what you think.
All right, it's going to be a good thing, man. We need this in detail. Yeah, we need it,
well,
man. It's going to be all the shit talking to be fired over the radio.
Yeah, that's what we trying to do, man. When you know you got a lot of guys with problems down here saying, man, I don't feel like I should have to lock it in because I'm at the track every week and, you know, I'm there every week and I barely see you, this and that and the other. But, you know, you got some guys that want their expenses covered for when they get there. So let us know how you feel about it.
But, you know, we probably got a lot of talkers online. A lot of people don't have cars.
Right.
You know what, Street? If we got a lot of talk, put their ass out there. Let it be known. That's what we on the show for. Let it be known, man.
Yes, a lot of guys ain't got them. They just talk it. They build and we have, you know. You hear that a year after year, man, bring it and stop talking.
That's what's coming from the
Steph Cliff.
Oak Cliff, America.
Still, man. It's stiff over here, man.
Goddamn Oak Cliff, America. Goddamn me.
Oak Cliff, America, man. Frazier goes down.
Yes, sir. Well, Strict, man, you go put your mic on mute, man. We're going to move on down this line, man, see what else we got on here.
Oak Cliff ain't hitting no shit.
Watch out, Drake.
Fuck you, Drake.
What up, B? What up, B? Do your thing, boy. What's happening?
What's up? Who are that? Who am I talking to? You
want to know who I'm talking to? Tell me, dog. What's happening? Come check me out, man. Do your thing.
That's what I'm talking about, y'all. We
got to
call the dog at the round table.
Yes, sir. Now, man, just the, you know, I always feel like on the subject, they always feel like lock-in. They prevalent, man, because like everybody been saying, A lot of guys say they'll do it and won't do it, but it got to cost them something if they don't. So you guys spend money, man, to make these trips, and you got to lock in race. So if it don't happen, you want to try to be compensated some kind of way, you know. That's the only way. I think that's the best way, especially so many people traveling locally and so many people traveling, you know, out of state. Either way it go, whether it's local or out of state, you got to lock in race, man. I think you ought to try to.
Trying
to be a hype. They know they're not going to show up, man.
Hey, we got some background noise. Can we release your mic, guys? Can we release your mic? All right. We got everybody up on it. Who we got up next, Shawty Pete? We got somebody up here.
Yeah, we got 214-1193. Come on in, introduce yourself to us. One more time, 214-1193. Come on in, introduce yourself to us.
Hey, Brandon, man, I ain't mean to press one, bro.
All right, Brandon, you done pressed it now, fellas.
Yes, sir. You done pressed it now, Brandon. You got to go let us know what the deal is. Who are you?
What's happening?
That's Brandon, y'all, out of the DMW area. He got a race car. Somebody might need to go down on him.
I don't want no trouble, man. I ain't come over here for no trouble.
I'm sorry, man. You know, we just trying to have a little fun. I'm just messing with you, B. You already know what time it is, man. Tell us about your race cars, though. Tell us about your race cars, and then tell us what you think about that car. Introduce yourself.
Oh, man. My name's Bradley, man. I'm out of Chin Camp, Chin Race. We run a hot Mustang. We run small blocks. But about the topic, you know, everybody has a point. T-Mac got a point. Smooth got a point. Tracy got a point. I mean, it just all depends on who you're racing, man. Who you racing. I mean, if you go out of town, yeah, you're looking for. If you don't get no race, you're looking to get paid. I mean, you know, sometimes they lock in shit overrated. Sometimes it ain't. It all depends on who you're racing.
Are you telling me? Okay. I'll answer this right here. I understand what you're saying, but you at 10 out the night work. You Brandon out of 10 camp. Somebody out the DSW want to lock in with you. Or say they want to race you. Are you just gonna tell them meet me at the track?
I'm gonna say it all depends on who that individual is. If I know they race, you know what I'm saying? Meet me at the track. If I know you race, if I know you ain't gonna be bullshitting all night, if you a diehard race, then what you gonna do? No matter what, see, we ain't gotta lock no money in. Cause shit, if I'm gonna go, whether I race you or not, if somebody there, I'm gonna be able to race. So.
Okay, wait a minute. I understand you saying it's going to be somebody there to race. But we talking about brothers racing here, Brandon. About brothers. So, my ideal of brothers racing is I'm coming for a specific person. I'm not just coming to the track looking for nobody. You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Yeah, I want to lock in. You sure you don't want to lock that in? I just want to.
I mean, on the cool, if you for real, you would lock it in. But somebody made a comment earlier, because I know people that do this shit all the time, and it really make me mad too. People will, just to sound good, motherfuckers will say, well, lock it in, well, lock that in, and don't have no intentions on race. And then, shit, when you get there, it'd be like, you know what I'm saying, it'd be a different situation. And don't no punk out be paid. So, you know, that I don't know, man. It just all depends on the individual.
Okay,
well,
I understand.
But if you lock in that DP man, I do believe in that DP man.
All right.
Well, gentlemen, let me come in. Let me help y'all with one thing. We did something. I was looking on your sideboard. You don't have any applause, so we're gonna have to upload you some applause and some clapping. Let me bag up and help y'all on something. Earlier, you know, one thing that we do, you know, we uplift grudge racing, but we also uplift our brand. And so a few minutes ago, somebody came on the line that we got to give him proper respect, you know, for the position that he holds. So let me go back and let me tell you, this is how we do it. We respect the system that we got set up. So let me go back and say that, 512-6563, the governor of the great state of Texas, Atomic Dog, how you doing this evening, sir?
Oh, Jay, I'm just sitting back, man, enjoying what Grudge Inc. is doing and branching out, man, and trying to bring people together and do this, and just happy to see King B step up to the plate. Hey, I think we got Tree Man wants to say something, too. I think Tree Man, Jay, I'm going to say this because I believe it to be true. I think Tree Man really want to get down with the program, so you might want him to come on and tell the folks, and we see if we can get him, because he following Grudge Inc. Every time we do something around the world, he try to follow. That's what this show is about, man. It's about pushing Grudge Inc. and trying to make the brand stronger nationwide, man. So we're going to do it, and we had, like I say, King B came on, and Pretty Tony joined. We're looking for some more soldiers to do this, to make this brand be the top brand in the nation, just like a NHRA and a IHRA and PDARL. People got to understand, man, this thing is on the move, and it's made by us, and we want to keep it us. We want to keep it to where it's Grudge Racing, and the people who pioneered this stuff years ago with the young bloods coming into the game, we want to make it worth something in the long run, and we don't want to lose everything we've been doing all our life for my ancestors, man. So glad to have King be on. Jay, doing a great job, man. Keep it up. And let's just work to keep the movement going, man, and push Grudge Inc. to the front.
Well, I want to make sure these guys, this is a new show, you know, I want to make sure they understand that we got governors from all around the country. And when they come on, you know, let everybody know who they are, because that's what we do. We got a structure in place, and it's for a reason. Now, I want to take the honor King B, you know, bear with me for a minute, King B. I'm not going to be interfering with your show much, but this, you know, I like to have the honor of introducing the next man. I think he's the baddest good promo in the country, and he have been traveling the country. He have been offering the back tie, the one in one, trying to get action. So let me. Have the pleasure of introducing to you Shorty P and King B. Shorty P, you got too much background noise. You got a lot of mic. Let me tell you one more thing. You get all these mics open, Shorty P, it's going to be your responsibility to tell these guys to mute the mic, or we need to close up on these mics. It's too much noise in there. It's too much noise. Shorty, either try to start closing up some of the mics and find out where that noise is coming from, or you don't want to know the show. You don't want to know the show. So, going back to the man I was talking about, I think, you know, he was definitely the baddest promoter in the land, none other than Tree Man. How you doing this evening?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing today, boy?
All right, Tree Man. I'm gonna have to give some applause.
What's
you know, you
going on, Tree Man? Hey, what's going on?
Now?
Come on, say what's going on. So it'll be King B, Tracy, Jay Bourne, talk show host crew and everything. I mean, I just seem just kind of leaning on Shorty B a little bit, man. This is his first show, man. We gotta get his man his pop, man. Man, I got a whole bunch of people pushing that one button, and then Tracy gotta go stand up at altar call. He's a talk show host of a brother and gotta beg people to talk on the floor. What's going on with that?
Yeah, I'm
telling you, Tree Man. I'm trying, man. They sure work for me over here.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean.
And then, you know, Jay Boyle, you know, I've been kind of trying to see what's up on joining this little organization, man. But then you ain't took me to the altar and baptized me yet.
Well, listen, listen. We want the water warm. it definitely ain't. You know, it's slowness on our part because you know a man like yourself, you know, it only helps. It only make the organization better and stronger. To publicly come out and say that you want to be a part, man. And so I really appreciate it. And we're gonna get that. You know, we're gonna have some calls coming up. Well, we don't do that. We do the announcements publicly, but we're gonna baptize you. We're gonna baptize you on the business side first. So we'll do that, and I look forward to it. So we'll get that taken care of this week. King D, I mean, you're the man. You see the man just stepped to the forefront. King D, what you think about that?
Man, I ain't gonna lie, I love the fact of that. But I really cook a tree man. You better know what time of day it is, man. You got to move the hill. You got to make this move happen. You got to make it work something. You got to make it count something. And we all for one. Hold on, wait a minute. Get out, mute the mic. We got a lot of background noise. A lot.
Heard the PJ. You figure that out for me? Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out now.
Yeah, for y'all that's not talking, if you mute your mic, it's somebody walking around with the mic upside the ear or in their pocket or something. You know, put your phone on mute.
Yeah, I think I found it. Y'all go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm glad three men want to come on. I know we ain't gonna do all that right now. When we get off the phone, I know we'll get everything on up and up. See, man, I'm glad to hear you stepping up to come on
here, too. Yeah, man, I ain't doing no running around and cutting grass. Might as well do something.
Well, all right, Tree, man, we appreciate you for coming on, man. Let me get to one of these next callers and see what they think.
Hold on, wait a minute. Tree, man.
Hey.
Yeah, you cutting grass.
Yeah, I ain't doing cutting a little grass around here, man. I ain't doing too much of that, you know what I'm saying?
Man, you know the word, man. You know we got the world on the line. I looked at the show and we got and the show's full. So I'm just gonna say this. Hey, if you cut that grass down real low, are you trying to pull some snakes out of there or what?
No, I mean, I am. I ain't gonna really see all that. I'm always trying to do a little something, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, look like it's gonna be a pretty good year for everybody. I mean, this thing really trying to take off, you know what I'm saying? I got two or three promos already talking about locking in and doing things, you know what I'm saying? Jay Bourne's trying to get things going, and then, you know, I'll be trying to do the lose out thing, you know, Bullet Car talking about doing a little something. I mean, look like it's gonna be a whole lot better than next year, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know, we all gonna sit and have some fun.
Okay. Street man right there, y'all. Street man. Add a film on the land, man. We're gonna see what time it is. Somebody locking in. Appreciate you, Street man. Find somebody else going down on their charter fee.
Hey, on that subject y'all talking about on the lock in, I'm not gonna say nothing on it because I'm here. Everybody on here. Everybody that says something on it is covering a valid point, so I ain't no sense of me talking behind them. I mean, hey, everybody's covering a good point.
Okay.
All right.
But if you got a personal point, let
it be known. We're going to keep your mic open, so whenever you want to chime in, Tree Man, you jump on back in.
Okay.
But we're going to go to this next caller, 469-7064. This man been holding on for a while, so I got to hear who this is. 469-7064. Come on now. We done turned your mic on. You've been here for a while. Talk to us. 469-7064. Well, we're going to put you right on back in.
Hey, listen.
It's
Chris. Want to get what he want to play about.
We're going to roll to the next one then, B. 501-0913. Talk to us. Introduce yourself.
Yeah, King B, this is Danny Boy with D&D Racing. Just want to come on and support the show. Just want to come on and support the show, man. Getting props for you coming, stepping up, you know, taking that challenge. You know, those shows ain't easy, man. And just stepping out doing that, man, that says a lot about you, man, what you give to the game, man. We appreciate you. That's another show we can come on, you know, and watch somebody win or find out about events, you know. The more shows, the better, man. And on that topic, I think money on the wood makes the betting good. I feel like every race should have a DP man and every race should have some money put up. If it start out right, it'll end up right.
Say that line one more time.
Money on the motherfucking wood make the betting good. People change, situation change. You get too many people involved. If you got that money in one man's hand, one man make a decision, you didn't do what you're supposed to do, you already, the next man already paid, and we can go on to the next race.
That's right. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
All right, we're going to roll to the next. We're going to get this guy in one more time. He's steady pressing this button. 469-7064. Introduce yourself to us. Let us know who we're talking to. 469-7064. Come on in. Introduce yourself.
Hello.
Yeah, who that?
Hello.
Yeah.
Who we talking to?
You at the round table, man. What's going down?
They got me on the mic.
Who is this?
Yeah.
This is Rainbow. Blood Gang.
Rainbow.
Blood Gang.
What's up?
I'm just checking you out, man. Goddamn me. You know I had to come support you, baby. I like what you're doing. You know, I'm a beginner. I'm a rookie in this shit right now. So you know, I'm just sitting back taking notes. You know, I'm listening to what everybody's saying. You know, and I agree and I disagree. But you know, like you say, I agree with the last man that spoke. Money on the wood made the gambling good.
So,
but, you know,
how you feel? Because you a local racer, you go to the local track.
I mean, you know, shit. If we already got understood, it shouldn't be no problem. But then, you know, like they say, you got a nigga that just go talk and not show. That's what
I'm saying.
Zaybo,
you know, we ain't gonna use the N-word on this dog.
Yeah. But, you know, like I say, though, I mean, you know, that lock-in, It's really a good thing though, because I mean, you know, won't nobody lose no money. It won't be no misunderstanding. But not everybody gonna be on that same page. But then you know,
somebody gonna lose some money.
I mean, you know, what's the point of losing if you can't afford to lose? I mean, I'm just checking it out, listening, sitting back, taking notes, man.
All right.
All right.
Put your mic on mute for us, Zaybo. You can chime in whenever you want, man. We're going to roll on to this next one. They ain't got their hands up, but we want to get everybody on the line today because this first show, we want to hear them speak. 901-877. Come on, introduce yourself to us. Let us know who's listening. 901-2877. Look like one of them 901 boys with that area code.
They need to come on now and let us know who they is. They at the round table. 901. It's the round table.
901-2877. They didn't want to speak. We're going to go on to the next one. 972-4273. Let us know who's listening. 972-4273.
to mute your mic. Mute your mic.
Don't sound like they want to say too much either, B. We're going to roll on. Sound like they were listening to the radio. 214-358. 214-8358. Introduce yourself. Let us know who's listening.
What's happening? What's happening, man? It's Q, man, with the Modern South Boys, man. What's our fellas up to?
Q!
What's going on, Oak Cliff?
I've been looking for your number all day.
Yeah, I had the one button earlier. I don't know. It might have been my phone. This thing is a problem sometimes. But, yeah, I like what you guys doing, man. I like everybody trying to step to the plate, get on one page, man, take this girl's race to the next level, man. And the lock-in, yeah, I think the lock-in is pretty good for the game, man, you know. You just got to get the right DP man involved and go from there.
All righty.
Okay, what think y'all plan on coming down here, man, and blessing this Texas racetrack with some of y'all presents, man?
Well, we going to try our best, man, to get to Houston, man. We might be able to make the first race. That might be race we be able to make, man. We're going to try our best to get to Houston, man. We wish we can come out here in March, but I don't know if we're going to be ready to do that yet. But we're trying, man. We're trying.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you coming on and listening to our first thing, Q, man. We're going to roll on to this next call and see if we can get them to speak a little something.
Right on.
On mute, man, whenever you want to holler at us, man. Time on back in.
For sure. Appreciate it.
All right, 469-3302. Introduce yourself. Let us know who listens. 469-3302. Introduce yourself. Let us know who we're talking to.
Y'all, let's round table now. Y'all pull that. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, B, I think it might be, how they say, look, camera shy. But we're going to roll on to the next one then. 214-2860. Let us know who we talking to. Who's listening? 214-2860. You out there? B, I think we got a lot of people on here that gun shy, fellas. Oh, look like we got another 901, though. 901-8378. Let us know who's listening. 469-6404. Introduce yourself. Let us know who's listening. Hey, man,
hey.
I got 53 callers on here. Y'all better start speaking up.
Hey, man, this young COVID don't snow me, man. Straight out of D-Town, man. Y'all know who it is, man. Cigarette man from the track, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't do nothing but talk a bunch of shit, do a bunch of betting. 2015 is looking real good. It's off to a nice start. I might be a part of all this action this year. You know what I'm saying? I just spectate. You dig?
Already. So we were thinking about a topic.
Huh?
What you think about the topic?
I think a lock-in is necessary, man, especially for all the people that just be running their mind, man, just doing all that bumping, man, just drop bumping, man. You know what I'm saying? If you really want to race, and if you known for just drop bumping, of course somebody going to make you lock it in, man, because ain't nobody got time to be just wasting no time, gas, money, nitrous, gas, and all that other stuff. Know what I'm saying?
I understand what
you're saying, because
it costs a whole lot just to get out there and even make the test, man. You know.
Sorry, please try again later. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I like this what y'all got going, though, man. I'm going to be looking forward to this here.
All right, we appreciate the cigarette man coming to the round table.
Yeah, y'all keep holding it down for D-Town, too, huh?
We're going to do that.
Yeah, Oak Cliff, America.
We're going to go to this next one, man. They've been on a whole aisle, man, so they, I got to see who this is, too. 214-8836. Come on in and introduce yourself. Let us know who we're talking to.
Oh, I'm just a spectator. This key, I'm listening.
I know that ain't Keisha, is it?
That's Keisha.
Well, Keisha, we know you like racing and we know you like watching. So how you feel about somebody coming out there and wasting a man's time?
I mean, I ain't got one, but just put your dick on the table because we trying to go over here.
Oh, okay.
Appreciate you for coming on and listening to us, home girl. We gonna roll on to this next one though. Just mute your mic whenever you in at the you jump on back in.
Aye. 662-0506.
Let us know who we talking to. Introduce yourself.
Damn, P, you just going out opening mic. I know I ain't hit no
yeah,
mic.
Yeah. I want to see who all on here. First show of the year. We got to see who's listening.
So you just going down the line, opening up mic. I hear you, boy. Oh, no,
hey,
man.
We don't need them hiding in the bushes on the first show. We're going to try to see what's going on. See who all listening and who all got something to say out there. If you ain't got nothing to say, we're going to make you say something. Hold on, wait a minute. Who was that talking? Hold on, wait a minute. Who was that talking?
Man, it's the kid. Man, come on. You know who it is.
I'm talking about Shorty T. Who is that?
Okay,
man. You introduce yourself, BET. You let the world know BET at the round table, boy.
Man, ain't that something, man? That damn Shawty Pete. That damn Shawty Pete is just with you grabbing motherfuckers out the bushes, man. Shawty Pete, you starting out hell, boy. I tell you that much. But no, man, appreciate y'all coming on, man. Getting y'all things started up out there. Like I said, it's good to have some camaraderie. You know what I'm saying? In the girls' game would be with the help of each talk show, man. So like I said, I was thinking about just giving mine up. So hell yeah, I might just go on and do that. So y'all got that thing going. Shit. Go ahead on and chime in and help y'all grow. Hell, like I said, you know, it's enough for everybody. I don't mind helping out when I can.
You gotta get your punk ass off that bucket first.
You know what I'm saying? I got them everywhere, y'all. They love to hear BET boy. You see them come all out the bushes, goddammit, to holler at them. All right, Cliff.
What's up, BET?
What's up, my buddy? I ain't heard from you in a minute. Yeah. You been hiding, eh?
Yeah, I'm chilling, man. Yeah, chilling.
you know, we all about business, dog. You know, that's where I'm at.
That's right. All
about business.
I don't blame you, man. Take care of your business.
Ain't no sense in walking. When you get on that line, you mind up. Ain't no talking.
Ain't no sense talking about this, man.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. So, you know, it is what it is, man. Appreciate you, King B, and shout to P. Wait till they hit the one button, man. You reach and grab them out the push, you're going to run all of them off, man. You know, I started getting them out the push, man, at 8. You see, about 15 of them, they ain't said a word, man. They don't like that now.
They good guys. Yeah, I see
him. All right. Yeah, but y'all do your thing, man. I'm just sitting back, checking you out.
Well, BET, we sure appreciate you coming on, giving us your support, man.
Well, King B, I keep putting his orders in for that train to go, so, you know, I got him on mail order, on speed dial, you know what I'm saying? Anytime I think he's low over there, I ship him out some, you know. And I'm making it stronger and stronger, you know. We even got an IV pack out now, you know, going straight to the vein, you know what I'm saying? Through the vein
right.
to the brain. Through the vein to the brain, man.
I just happened to take a little sip of that train to go you just said, man. Man, I'm trying to go. I don't even know what to do now. Let me go.
That's what I'm talking about. Just can't wait to get in the light,
just,
man.
Just
I know it.
I just can't wait to get on Car 1 of these ones. See ya.
Yes, sir. You talk about that lock in, so y'all already know how I feel. I don't even want to talk about a race unless it's locked in. You don't even need to be talking about a race unless you're ready to lock in. You know what I'm saying? That's my motto. Daddy boy said it good. Money on the wood, make the betting go good. I don't even want to talk about it if you ain't trying to lock in. You know. Local, out of state, anywhere. Lock it up.
BET.
All right.
Just a curious question. Where we gonna see you back behind the wheel?
Man, you never know. You never know, Charlie. You never know, man. One thing about me, man. I got the heart of a lion. I don't care who it is, man.
Hey, somebody got too much background on going.
It's B needs to
meet his mother. I need my mother. Somebody's playing
me
and all kinds of shit.
That's all right, B.
You got to stand firm. You got to stand firm on that board, man, because they will mess your show up now and all that background, though. But, I can say this, man. They give me the break. You know, I can't drive. I got the heart of a lion. Give me the break and lock it in.
Exactly. You're going to get another scratch on BET. You're going to try to get some out of it.
You're right. You're damn right. That's what I do. What's up?
All right. Well, these people got their hands up, but I don't hear nobody yelling to say nothing, though.
Hey, people, you put both that guy, he fell off.
Yeah, he on.
All right. Mom?
Yeah.
All right. I was finna say because, you know, it don't make money, it don't make sense to me. If you coming to the track talking all that noise and then back down, you know, that ain't right there. That ain't business right there. So I ain't talking to no real man, you know. That's Johnny Ray the Stingray, baby. I don't do it, dude.
Okay, Ed.
She is. But yeah, man. That's how I feel on that, man. I mean, that's shit, like old boy said, you ain't got no business talking. And old girl that was on the phone while the girl, man, hold up.
Man, she might be a new broadcaster of the King B race. We just gotta see how this thing goes.
Say that again, King B.
She said she might come on the show and brighten up y'all day every now and then. She just wanted to see what y'all were talking about, but she said y'all scared to talk.
Oh, no, ain't nobody scared to talk. White chocolate on the mic. There ain't no problem over here.
Yeah, man. Well, we got these mics opened up. Anybody else want to say anything else on this topic, man? Y'all been quiet and in the bushes. Y'all come on down and talk to us now. Make me click BET back on here.
You know what I can't wait for? I can't wait when King B gone, lock it in down there and this new work thing he got going and gap that motherfucker. You hear me? I can't wait to see that.
I'm just a little busy too at the same time. I'm handling this business. That's why we got Charter P.
know what I'm saying? Keep while I'm in the blind, we got Charlie P holding us down, y'all. That's what's going on right now at the round table.
Hey, man, let me go nip this in the bud, man. It ain't only Charlie P and King B in this camp, man. Y'all gotta give me some of that recognition too, man. I'm just saying. All I've been doing is Charlie P and B, man. Let me get some of that.
Listen to me. All I said was Charlie P can see the board. I don't know if you over there with Charlie P looking at the board now. If you looking at the board, you got access to the board too. You can say whatever the fuck you want to do, say, do whatever. But that's T, y'all. That's my little bro. He's part of the champ. Don't forget him. Y'all see he a knucklehead, and he at the round table. Knucklehead at the round table.
All right, now. Let's see. We need
to get... Who we got out there trying to get in and talk to us at the round table, man? Just gonna let them know.
Well, pretty much everybody that had their hand up, B, we done got to, man. Even a couple that didn't. That's how BET snuck on her with his funny looking ass. So, we need to open back some of these mics up, some of these dudes. We can get these closing statements. And we can go on and end this show off with a bang. We can appreciate everybody for coming on. Omar, Danny Boy, Atomic Dog, Jay Schaefer, Mr. Barnes, Tree Man, anybody got some closing statements they'd like to throw in at the end of the show here?
Hey, King B, congratulations, man. Just do your thing, man, and keep on rolling, man. We got a few more weeks, man. It's going to kick off this 2015 racing season, man. We're going to try to have a good time this year, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
I appreciate that, Atomic. Charter P, just go down on everybody. Open up everybody mic, see what they got to say before we get up out of here. I want to appreciate everybody real quick for coming in to the round table. You know what I'm saying? Messing with the camp. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna it's just a trial run. So we like it gonna do pretty good. I'm sure I'm looking forward to see y'all a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? And, I'll take a shot, Carter P. See what we got down.
Yeah, we got all the mic over. Anybody want to say something, do some closing statements. This is your time. We finna close it out.
Well, listen, all right. This is Jay Barnes. I appreciate you stepping up, Charter P and King B. I think the community is going to love what you do. I'm just going to say I'm glad that you stepped up. And maybe Norman, you talk about opening all the mics. Just open up one at a time, let them take the closing segments and move on. Because you ain't going to be able to hear nothing. But I appreciate y'all stepping up. Wait a minute. Everybody mic.
I'm going through them all, fella.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how you have to do your close. Yeah, you're going to always have to have control of the mic. So a lot of guys not paying attention. They're going to be – they listening and ain't listening at the same time. But yeah, on your closing statements, you know, just go down, you know, close all your mics and give them a few minutes and then close it out. But, King B, Shorty P, we, you know, appreciate y'all for stepping up, man. Now, I know y'all going to be an asset to not only the brand, but the good racing as a whole, not as a voice, also as a, you know, as a racing team. So, I think you get a lot of support from the Grudge community and support from Grudge Inc. You know, congratulations.
We sure appreciate you, Jay, man. We appreciate you standing up behind us and having your faith in us for doing what you're doing for us, man, and helping us out along the way, man. We appreciate it. B, you got something you want to say before we close this out?
Appreciate everybody showing up to the round table. And we out, man. Grudge Inc., man. See y'all later.
All right. We out this thing. We see y'all next time. We give y'all a date and a time. Y'all come join us again.
Yeah.